This must be an amazing thing for you, 20 years with one radio show.
Yeah, if anybody knows anything about radio, it is a time of short time spent on various radio stations. So it's really been it's been pretty amazing to be able to look back on and actually have done something for 20 years.
You know, you started radio back in the day, in progressive radio. How has music changed in the years that you've been sharing it?
I think that what we play on the World Cafe has actually changed a lot. And when we started in the 90s, if you were going to really describe what we do, it was a lot of singer-songwriters. And singer-songwriters were at the top of the charts at the time, people like Suzanne Vega and Sean Colvin. We've kind of followed what's become popular as more indie rock has become popular and the creativity has kind of switched genres. We've kind of chased it and gone with it, and it's proven to be I think one of the keys to the longevity of the program is to keep kind of morphing, but keep a lot of things the same. I mean, heck, our theme song's been the same for 20 years.
What have been some of your favorite moments?
Wow, there's so many. Early on, I had a chance to interview Joni Mitchell. I mean, I know back in the 60s, young girls would dream that the Beatles bus would break down in front of their house. Well, I had those dreams about Joni Mitchell. And then to be able to actually talk with her was just a real joy. And to be able to, engage her and have her become interested in, I talked about some of the musicians she played with in the past, and she just loved that. She may have chain smoked the entire time. I ended up stealing her matches, but that was just a real thrill early on. There have been so many. I will say in general, I like talking to people who've had a career, who have something to talk about.
If you could interview anybody, living or dead, who would it be and why?
Oh, Bob Dylan.
Okay, I figured you'd probably say
yeah,
that.
He's the one. Stevie Wonder would be another. Just have wonderful things to say. I'd just love to hear Stevie Wonder talk. He uses such great voices. But Bob Dylan would be the ultimate challenge and I would think the ultimate reward.
You can take us kind of behind the scenes on the World Cafe. What is the preparation?
Yeah, that's a good one. Two things that happened. For the interviews, I spend a lot of time listening to an artist's work. And also, we're lucky enough to have a wonderful set of interns here who prepare electronic files for me on people where I can read other interviews. I can find out about them. I can look at various websites and do that. And I kind of immerse myself in that for 2-3 even more hours before each interview to kind of get into their world a little bit. I have some software that allows me to put my music library into it. It doesn't sort it in any way. I have to use my personal brain computer to figure out what I'm going to play and in what order, but at least I get an idea of what's available and what's out there.
So it's somewhat free form.
Totally. It is. That's the kind of radio I got into. That's what I love. I like hearing connections. And the feedback I've gotten from people over the years is you can approach the World Cafe on a number of different levels. You can hear the connections or you cannot. I personally just want to make sure that people have a really wonderful experience listening and get to discover some new music.
Well, David, thanks so much for doing this, and thanks so much for creating all this great radio.
Wendy, thanks a lot, and I just, for me, a shout-out to KUNC's audience, because you guys have been with us in droves for a long time. We feel very attached to Colorado.
David Dye, host of The World Cafe, which you can hear weekdays at noon, right here on FM 91.5. For KUNC, I'm Wendy Wham.